You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Let's go!
There we go. Hold on, I got to pull that out a little. There we go. You're on
Wake Up. Excuse me.
Sorry. It's talking about the jack here.
Gotcha.
It doesn't work if you push it all the way in. You got to pull it halfway out.
Huh?
So.
What?
The headphone jack.
Really?
Everyone, get your head out of the gutter.
I did not know that. No,
you
I was.
Sickos.
I'm trying to understand why the headphone jack only works if it's only half in.
That's okay.
Okay.
This show's only been half in for years. thanks to the Gizzard Wizard, he dropped off yesterday a bunch of gift cards for our big fundraiser on Saturday. So
man, that's great.
You can be swimming in gizzards. So thanks to Josh and all the crew at Lucky Wishbone.
Steak fingers, baby.
Oh
my gosh.
We got that going for us. We have Ken Foy from Dante's Fire will be here in a half hour doing a preview of his whiskey dinner coming up this nothing better than the Bustos crew in the morning doing whiskey dinner preview on a Tuesday at 6:30. good times. And then we have Danny Sawaya will be here from Tucson Strength, 7 o'clock. And then we have this lady named Annabelle something or other. It's Rutledge. And she's doing this bus tour of America kind of. She'll tell you. She's like pro Christian mama kind of thing. So she's rolling through Tucson in the next day or so.
Alrighty.
So she's going to be calling from the road. So we'll find out what that's all about. So it should be a hoot and a holler. And then tomorrow, Dan Shearer, Hank Amos, and Libertarian Madness Hour. Sorry, Love and Understanding Hour.
Yeah. Love and Understanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got that going for us today. You have until 4:47 today to get in your RSVP for the party. Then you're out.
All right.
Just like Michael Corleone said to Tom Hagen about Nevada. Tom, you're out, Tom. So, sorry. That's where we're at. I am so thrilled that for this, the way this party's coming together, it's so good, so wonderful. The prizes are great. We're doing a walkthrough in the next 24 hours with the crew to make sure everything is maximized. Should be all good. I ordered on Amazon some raffle tickets. And, you know, I needed this in my life. Someone's finally come up. Because usually when people give me regular raffle tickets and I don't have my contacts in and I don't have my readers, I do the thing where I move it back and forth away from my face to see if I can read it, and I squint, where some genius has finally come up with fluorescent-colored raffle tickets. So you can see it from a mile away.
Well, you know, that's progress, baby.
Yeah, America's finally done it.
Yep.
I'm sure they were made in Taiwan.
USA, USA, USA.
It's like that Simpsons episode where they go to Australia and, you know, the toilets, they flush in a counterclockwise.
Coriolis effect.
And so in the Simpsons, when they go and they're at the U.S. Embassy, the U.S. Embassy has a machine that forces the water to flush the other way. A way it would do in America. And when Homer sees this and he flushes the toilet, he starts saluting it and singing the national anthem.
Right.
We'll get it. Let's see. Donald Trump and Elon Musk talked yesterday, and legacy media, the entire continent of Europe, and the Walls-Harris team freak out. Minnesotans destroy Tim Walz in a new commercial.
But I thought they had joy in their campaign or something.
No joy.
Joy and happiness, and they're freaking out.
Anthony Fauci.
Oh, God. Catches
COVID again. He's been vaxxed and boosted 6 times, and he calls for Americans to mask up.
Get well soon, Anthony, and just go retire. Go away.
I do love Chuck Schumer walking in the Dominican Day Parade in New York City, and one of the guys in the, got the Dominican hat on and stuff starts walking with him, interviewing him on his camera, and basically tells Chuck he's a giant loser.
Wow.
He thought, you know, Chuck thought, oh, one of the little people are coming to praise me. We got to go back to my home county of Nassau County, New
All
York.
Right.
Banning masks. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
They overturned the conviction of the guy who killed Brian Terry.
Yep.
We got to find out more about that. Yeah. We have, you know how the TV news keeps doing the all of our favorite trope stories, right? The classics, right?
Classics.
The U of A out of session in May, businesses suffer. U of A back in session late August, business is better. This is another good one. Latino voters will be critical to election. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Get it. Now, I would tell you that most local Latino voters keep voting for crap because this is what we got.
I like, speaking of appointment journalism.
Yeah.
I love Grant's take on it. Like, it's busy for about 2 weeks in August till the kids blow all their money.
Mom and dad's
money. And reality set in. And then it tapers off a little bit until family weekend.
Correct.
They're, when the new cash infusion shows up.
When you're surviving on Takis.
Yeah.
So that's the other amazing thing about college. And by amazing, I mean not amazing. Hey. Right? Is when they talk about, here these kids are paying $12,000 to $40,000 a year to go to the U of A, okay? Depending on in-state, out-of-state, right? And then you always talk about how the magic phrase is food insecurity.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let me do this. Food insecurity at the University of Arizona. Let's see. All right, so U of A, UA for food, UA cares. I see they ignored the U Arizona thing all these years. So check this out. So I got all of these kids going into huge debt to get their intersexual basket weaving in history degree, and we're talking, one in three students at the University of Arizona suffers from food insecurity. What am I missing here? Right? I mean, it's kind of a joke. Kind of a joke. What else do we got here? Some dastardly person did a meme that says, "Welcome to the University of Arizona, Dr. Gatamella." And then it shows all the bullet cases. Oh, yes, there was a gun battle 4 miles from campus with 183 shots fired. Bear down. Or as one of our wakies on Facebook said, duck down might be the new. We're not even in the same conference as Oregon, so we can say it now. So, we got a little bit of follow-up. You know, it's funny, talking to a few of our business friends out there, they say the new corridor of hell in the Acres is Fort Lowell. They say basically Fort Lowell is just falling apart between basically, you know, Swan and Oracle, just which is the whole of Fort Lowell. Just a nightmare. I know the crime-free folks are meeting with a bunch of these owners along Fort Lowell, and it's a nightmare. Nightmare. So the economy and crushing inflation that Rahina Romero and her friends always celebrate with their giant government programs, we now have horses being dumped at the dog patch on the south side. So just the left, just leaving horses to die, because they can't afford them anymore. And then, you know, the other thing I'm going to share with you today? I'm going to share with you some of the Facebook posts of the lady who runs Pima Animal Care.
Uh-oh.
They are amazing. And by amazing, again, I mean not amazing.
Not amazing. Unamazing.
Just so awesome.
Counter-amazing.
Counter-amazing is pretty amazing. is what we'll tell you. So we got that going for us today. So lots of stuff. And I decided we're going to do remember that night over the weekend of 183 bullets fired and no cops showed up. No one arrested.
Busy intersection, middle of Tucson.
Here's the magic question about this thing, okay? The magic question is, if someone asked the chief of police, I'll text him and see if we can get an answer. How many police officers were on duty when all this happened? And I want to know how many in that division. Because I've heard from some people that it could have been one cop on at the time.
What?
Heard that in the last 24 hours. Ugh. I'm not sure if that's accurate, but this is the magic question. Instead of going to, well, let's talk about it when we come back. So Swan and Speedway playlist today, starting with the classic. It applies to all areas
bold
of the city
move,
of Tucson.
Giving Grant and Alvernon a run for its money.
I mean, look what Fort Lowell's making Grant and Alvernon look like. The Piazza Alexandro.
The one-upsmanship on Tucson intersections.
Is that fireworks or is that gunfire? Here we go. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. All right. Little Queensryche Empire for our Swan and Speedway playlist today. It's about gangs killing each other. And actually, it quotes stats in the guitar solo, little bridge area about how much money goes to police staffing, believe it or not. So I was driving down the road out of the beautiful City of Gold, and there's that St. Mark's Methodist Church on the southwest corner. It's the one that has the pumpkin patch, if you guys live on that side of town. And I noticed they had, you know, it's on a you know, a decent corner there, and there's also political signs on all the corners of that one. And they had to put two things on their electronic sign. One was, our church does not make political endorsements. I saw that one. It's okay, good. And then I saw the new one this morning was, the political signs are on Pima County property, not church property.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out, I got to go back and see whose signs are on that corner. Who was yelling at them? Was it boomer lefties or boomer LD17ers?
Right.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. Oh, my God. You got a Siskamani on there. Oh, my God. I mean, it's wild. Speaking of boomer LD17ers, let's go into the self-inflicted wounds of LD17.
Please.
So I just noticed something this morning. Looking at their agenda they sent out, under new business, they're going to vote on, you're going to love it, which candidates they're going to endorse.
You mean the Republicans? That's a short discussion, right? Right? It's a short discussion, isn't it, Chris?
That's a short discussion. Nothing's a short discussions when angry MAGA purity boomers are yelling at each other.
Got it. Thanks for thank you for helping me decode what looks like a slam dunk conversation.
Tia Gloria, our address for the RSVP is wakeuptucson@gmail.com if you want to get in today. So LD17. is going to decide who they're going to endorse. So you know who this has to do with, right? They are going to pronounce on high whether or not Juan Siskamani and Vince Leach are pure enough for their support. I mean, they're so miffed that their personal heroes, Wadsack and Wynn, were losers. Oh, it's so good. I love it. I mean, if you're Siskabani and, you know, and Vince, you're like, they're literally telling you, like, if they really say as an LD, right, whose job it is to get Republicans elected, that we're not helping Siskabani or Leach because they're not pure enough. And they defeated our personal demigoddesses of winning WhatsApp. And they're like, why don't people want to get behind her arm? Look, in the end, probably LD17 helping either of those guys isn't that much of a help. Hey, LD17, could you at least get off your ass and help Steve Spain? The guy's pathetic. Okay? Please. I don't know what he's doing. He's very smart. If he got on the board of soups, he'd be great. Can someone help him run a campaign, for God's sakes? You know, he borrowed out of his 401k, it looks like, to get some new signs. All right? I don't know if that really came from donations. You know, his boyfriend Garrett Lewis moved up to Phoenix, so he doesn't have that anymore. And he makes new signs. You know, at least he's in a suit instead of his barista outfit, right? And it says, deficit spending, a hard no. Someone made a good comment to me in the last 24 hours. If you're driving at 50 miles an hour down La Cañada, you could see Steve Spain and only pick up the word a hard no. They're like, oh, like they could see it. Is this some sort of independent expenditure going after Spain that said a hard no? Self-inflicted wounds, man. Self-inflicted wounds. Get Cowboy Dave on real quick, Matt, if you can. Dave, I got about a minute before break. What's up, babe?
You know, yesterday, Tommy Harris and Tampon Tim
broke into
a secret service, broke into a lady's business in Boston to use the bathroom. They put tape over the camera, picked the lock, and then it was a community restroom for the Secret Service and VIPs. That could be a violation of Article 3 of the Constitution. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. That lady needs to file charges with the police department. These Secret Service agents need to be arrested.
More important, the Republicans need to get her to go and do a commercial.
I tell you, yes. Hey, can you imagine them breaking into the guy that's coming on at the top of the hour, his fitness center? Oh, what if there was a guard dog in there, Chris? Would they have shot the dog?
I like Cowboy Dave and Swan Lake going on at the same time. That's a good combo. It is I, El Crispo, sitting behind the tarnished Wake Up Tucson microphone.
The Maharishi.
It's funny. I just looked again, and Bednarik's out there running around in his underwear. It's like sunny, but yeah. It's raining like hell here right now.
Just a little quick pop-up rain shower.
So... our guy who yelled.
Dr. George on the weather here. Good for you.
That's what we're doing. We look out the window. This is why we got the NewsHawk Award years ago. So when the nice people at the Farm Bureau gave me that nice award a few years ago for coverage of local agriculture.
Yeah.
That was as close as I'm going to get to the Nessman Silver Sow Award.
The Crafty Quatamundi Award.
Ken Foy's coming up soon. Next segment from Dante's Fire with
Windows XP. You got a minute to call in if you want to call back.
Whiskey. I thought it was 6:30, but it's at 6:45-ish. I got to get to Nassau County on Long Island, land of my upbringing. And here we go. Masks are being used by pro-Hamas clowns and violent leftists to commit vandalism and grand larceny in Nassau County, New York. Nassau County has virtually banned wearing them publicly. This is from ABC News in New York. Used to be Channel 7 with Ernie Anastas and Ross Grimsby, who was very grim, actually. He always had that big puss on his face when he talked to you. Proponents of the Mask Transparency Act in Nassau County says the ban will combat crime during protests. It was introduced in response to anti-Semitic incidents often perpetrated by those in masks, Howard Coppell said during a public meeting on the mandate this week. You can get up to a year in jail and $1,000 fine. You can wear your face coverings for religious and health reasons. The legislature finds that mask and facial coverings that are not worn for health and safety reasons and for religious or celebratory purposes are often used to predicate harassing, menacing, and criminal behavior. So this is, there is a razor's edge to this. Now, for all of us who hated being forced to wear masks, I'm sure there's some of you going, well, that's good, right? For people who hate all the leftist hate, violence, Antifa, pro-Hamas, Queers for Palestine hate people, where you're going to say, well, that's good, right? The part you're not going to like, I would say, on why there's a slippery slope is we know that facial recognition software and cameras is being used more than ever. So this is just my, I want to give you the devil's advocate of the slippery slope here. Is one day your government, I'm sure they're doing it already. Let's say they don't like your peaceful protest. And they start facial recognizing software on everyone who's at a peaceful protest. And then use that information against you. So you would say possibly in the future, if I'd like to do a peaceful protest, I should be able to wear a mask so I can protest, but not have the facial recognition software do its thing. So again, if you're peaceful, you should be able to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So that's the slippery slope here that I'm worried about. Is saying that I can't...
The people with the hoods, they had it right all along. Is that what you're saying?
Which we...
I'm being sarcastic.
Jesus. That escalated quickly. So it says, criminalizes intentionally concealing one's identity, face, or voice, except for... You can't conceal your voice?
Wow.
It means like... So now I'm pissed.
Can't even throw your voice like a ventriloquist?
Or my Richard Nixon impression. Yeah, I've got a really big problem here. When will Maxwell show up and take me and Chuckers down to TJ? Just saying.
Yep, it's a good point.
Dr. Fauci, that scumbag. Oh, so that, sorry. That was wrong.
Are we back to...
He's a child of God.
Okay.
Let me get back to this scumbag. okay. So Dr. Fauci has got COVID again. It's his third COVID infection. He's been, in his own words, I've been vaccinated and boosted a total of 6 times. Now, again.
So it's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated anymore.
Right. Remember, we were supposed to all remember. We're
stops we're, with you, Chris.
Stop with stops. Me. And what did we had? have we gotten the people who are getting COVID right now? Can someone tell me how 90% of them have all been vaccinated and boosted? I'm telling you, everyone who's getting COVID right now. Which is now, you know what happens is they take the test, but their symptoms is like not that bad. These people that I know that are getting COVID.
Yeah.
But they have to take that separate test and they go, oh my God, I got COVID. Oh my God. Enjoy your runny nose. But I'm telling you, the people who are getting COVID right now in my world are all vaccinated and boosted individuals. Everybody.
Mine too, I believe.
Matt, I definitely am going to excuse you to get the door because that man has food and whiskey. Absolutely. Let's go to Brush Fryer with a weather report. You know, it's the big day, Tuesday, but we're getting a weather report too. So, Sean, good morning.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. It is sunny and raining.
It is.
And if you looked outside the window, if you looked out to the west, you'll see a beautiful tip-to-tip rainbow. You know, usually you don't see them tip-to-tip. When I say tip-to-tip, I mean ground-to-ground.
Yes.
You see partial rainbows. It's a full tip-to-tip rainbow, which means, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be a beautiful day.
So it's so funny. I look out to see it's bright outside the windows of the studio, right? And then I look, and there's like a 45-degree hard rain going on out there.
No golf cart right now. I mean, the golf cart's got a top but no sides. I mean, I run out, my windows are open because it was nice this morning, and I'm like, oh, my. I wasn't really, you don't hear it like afternoon rain. You hear it here. And it was just like, oh, my, it's raining because it's bright and sunny and it's a beautiful day. But on the, and again, I'm kind of the contrarian. I know this is unusual.
I'm gonna just fell off my chair.
I know. Look at that. Even a little thunder to go with.
I just heard it.
With the sunshine. Everything that happened in this country between 1774 and 1776 is illegal. Could you imagine? They say you cannot conceal your identity. What did they dress up like when they got on the boat and threw the tee off? Did they conceal their identity, Chris?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Everything. And okay, so they made you wear a mask, and now they say you can't wear a mask. This is why I can't go out and I can't successfully vote. They just can't get their crap together.
So in
either wear a mask or don't.
So it's also about the activity. The activity of what you're doing is what counts, right? If I'm walking down the street and I want to wear a mask, go to hell away. Leave me alone. Right? If I'm, if somehow I am at the Presidio Plaza burning down statues and I have my mask and you want to add a little more gas to the charges, I can have that discussion. But.
Well, I mean, what if the people that threw 100 and I'm sure there's no accurate round count. But you said it was over 100 rounds. Were they wearing masks or not? And should that be prosecutable? Or the fact that you were shooting guns and stuff, of course, the police are too busy writing speeding tickets on Wilmot and 22nd to get down there and do anything about it. Is the mask part of the deal, or is it the fact that you're actually probably going to injure someone? Was that the prosecutable crime, that you did injury to another person, right?
Yep. No, like I said, priorities, baby. Work on the big ones. All right, we got to get going.
The small ones take care of themselves.
All right, Billy's Got a Gun from the Pyromania album for our Sawn and Speedway. Good exit music for Brushfire Sean, a little Def Leppard. All right, we're playing the Swan and Speedway Gun Battle playlist.
What the heck happened over there, man?
This is Rat, Scene of the Crime off the Out of the Cellar album, celebrating the terror of Swan and Speedway. Let's change directions a little bit.
We have big change of directions.
Our friend Ken Foy here from Dante's Fire with a wall of whiskey.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
I was telling you, the boys today from the other stations, you were coming in, and Jim Bednarik, who's one of our Hall of Fame DJs, was talking about the old days when the police officer wanted to, they do the thing where they would liquor up the DJ on the air and then do a breathalyzer on how many beers it takes to, or other things, to blow a breathalyzer test.
Yes.
That's what this reminded them of, you coming in with all these alcohols.
Well, that sounds like a fun challenge.
So you were here. I saw you Saturday night. You and Rocco and...
Rocco and Cable and Gluten Girls and...
Gluten-free girls. They're not pushing gluten on anybody.
Yeah, but we call them the Gluten Girls.
I was up having pizza because Brian Steiner...
pizza looked good.
He makes the best pizza in the northwest side of town right now.
There you go.
He always made a good one, and we were having lunch there one day, me and my brother, and he came out, and he goes, yeah, I changed my crust up a little. I'm moving in a little bit of the 00 flour from Italy in there.
Uh-huh.
And it's just... The crust is dead on. He's very reasonable. The toppings are good. Like, I got meatballs. You get a sliced meatball, not the crumbled up seasoned ground beef crap. That's not a meatball. That's just crumbled up ground beef
crap. And it beats the impossibility of eating the whole meatball on a pie. You ever try that one?
Oh, yeah. And he just falls off.
Falls off. You got to try and twist your head.
So I know here we're talking about whiskey dinners, but a place I used to go to in New York had a pizza place in the front, and in the back it was a little Italian restaurant that the parents used to kind of run, right?
Okay.
Food was great, both sides. What they used to do when you get a meatball is they'd make extra meatballs from the restaurant, right? Uh-huh. They make them good size, and what would happen is when you ordered a meatball pie, they had cold meatballs, mm-hmm. and they would put it on the deli slicer.
Really?
And
like
they would
paper thin it?
Yeah, paper thin kind of meatballs.
Nice.
And then throw that on with onions that they, of course they didn't throw the onions on. They sweated them a little bit,
mm-hmm.
get it going, then threw it on the pizza.
Nice.
It's the greatest meatball and onion pie, face of the planet.
All right.
So, Dante's Fire over on Grant, you're having this Sunday, right?
This Sunday. So we're doing a series of three. This is number two of three. It is, all the Brady people keep on reminding me what this is called. Not the last Sunday of the month, the Sunday before the bye.
What kind of people?
All the brainy people.
Oh, brainy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I cook chicken for a little.
Who's these Brady people?
No. So it's not the last Sunday of the month. It is the Sunday that precedes that.
Thank you.
And we're doing a series of whiskey dinners. And we got really blessed this year with the allocated bourbons. They changed distributors a few years ago. And a few years ago, you had to buy all this unwanted, undesired garbage to get the good whiskey. And the new company has done away with that, and they're going on the straight allocation, which is what's meant to be from the Sazerac brands. So it's a little bit more attainable and a lot more fun. So I just told the guy whenever there's a bottle available, they just ship it. So we ended up with a shelf of whiskey that we had no business owning.
Wow.
So we're like, well,
time for a dinner.
If we can do wine dinners, I bet we can do whiskey dinners.
So I'm looking at the menu right now.
Yep.
Okay, and this is happening Sunday, August 18th. What time's the start on this?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. I see that. Whiskey starts pouring at 6. And dantesfire.az.com
mm-hmm.
to find out more. And /events. You got to sign up at the event, that page, right?
Yeah, you can call the restaurant or you can go through the website. We've got an Eventbrite. They'll buy your ticket ahead of time thing.
Oh, very good. So let's run through the menu. So now I've had your food before and you do some wicked flavor combinations. So in less capable hands, the opener would make me scared a little bit. Broccoli mousse.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes when I feel like the Ian Malcolm line in Jurassic Park, just because you could have duplicated dinosaurs.
Okay, so
mean
the
you
cocktail
should've.
We're doing there is one of our new cocktail menu items. It's called Beat the Heat. So it is a beet juice based whiskey cocktail.
Wow.
And it just blows your mind. Like fresh rosemary in it. Simple as all get out. But that beet juice really plays in kind of our desert fauna. So we just wanted to do a light little, like, kind of vegetable.
Do you have
like
bartenders or mixologists? This is important.
I have a meme on that. So, you know the guy that took the Olympics by storm?
The shooter.
The shooter. So there was a picture of...
I think I did this one, too.
Yes. So mixologist was the one with the radar out of the eyeballs, and bartenders were the shooter guy. I was like, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're... Hold on, he gets a ding for that. Hold on. There we go.
Yes, and the other joke that's going rampant for my friends right now is the shooting the other day. They said the stormtroopers could have done a better job shooting. How does 197 bullets go flying and only 4 hits?
Well, again, you're right. So we also don't know who was hit.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
197. I mean, what's the ratio there? It's like 0.05%.
It is very stormtrooper from Star Wars. Like, also, if you grew up in the 80s, this is like it was like watching one of those G.I. Joe cartoons where there's 80 G.I. Joes and 80 Cobra guys shooting at each other.
And yeah,
or Transformers. They were also pretty bad shooters in the 80s cartoon. Just let everyone know.
Yeah. They were more physical. They were more throwing each other around.
That's true.
More WWE.
I don't want to run out of time. We're doing a tuna crudo.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
crostini.
Crostini. So it's like a foie gras mousse, crostini, and you drape the like pounded tuna over the top of it, and then you hit it with the vinaigrette, and it kind of like just that acid makes it.
I think Rocco's in a punk group called Pounded Tuna. I think
you know, S Knife.
smoked lamb ravioli.
Yes. So whenever you see quotations in a menu, at least in my mind, it is not actual ravioli. So in the style of. So we're doing a sheet of pasta, kind of like that smoked ravioli kind of rillette meat on top, seared on both sides like a hash, and another sheet of pasta over the top.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
How big is a sheet of pasta, roughly?
I'm going to go like, you know, like baby cigar shape. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a filet of New York strip.
Yes. So now, we're taking
but the filet is also in quotes.
Yes. So we're taking our New York. We're cutting into strips. We're wrapping it real tight into cylinders, popping in the freezer overnight, setting it up, and then slicing it into little like mock filets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yep. And then coffee mousse. The dessert is always the hardest pairing when doing whiskey.
Why is that?
Because, you know, it's not sweetie sweet. It's not, you don't have that dessert wine to fall back on or a Zinfandel to kind of back it up. So you need something that's a little bit more robust.
So that's why you went coffee mousse.
Yeah. For the other one, we did a beet baklava for dessert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beets. So I feel like beets is becoming the flavor du jour this year. That seems to be, I see that.
I think it's been
often.
Coming up for a while. Yeah, there's some of the silly citruses and kumquats and stuff like that are getting a little bit too much play. Let's get grounded here, people.
I just love that he said silly citruses. That's amazing.
Yes.
All right, so you're going to do, this is 5-course meal.
Yes.
Right?
Call it 5.5 because the first one's like an amuse, so it's a little bite.
Gotcha. And then that does. $105 per person.
Yep.
382-9255. Or yep. You can go to Dante's.
And the food is awesome, but the real sell here is the Elmer T. Lee single barrel, currently each Taylor small batch, Stag, and the Eagle Rare. The bourbons that, you know, on the secondary market, some of these things go for hundreds of dollars a bottle. They're really special bourbons and whiskeys. And that's the food. To the whiskey guy, the food is secondary.
Right.
Getting your hand on three of these bottles at one time is almost impossible. There was a bidding war. The last one we did Blanton's and the little horses on the top of them.
Right.
You seen those things?
Yes.
And, you know, they spell Blanton's and you put them in a little holder and they spin around. And the horse gallops. There was like a bidding war for the caps at the end of the dinner. I was like, come on. I'm keeping them, guys.
I had a friend of ours. We call him The Curse. That's his nickname on the show. And he did this something where people were waiting online in Fry's for some super bourbon last week. And then there was...
Bourbon sale.
It was like a bourbon sale, but then they were giving away one of like... or you could buy it at a discount, like a fat... It's like supposedly more rare than a Pappy.
Wow.
Kind of thing.
Pappy's
at
as rare
Fry's.
As I know. Yeah. You know,
it was already weird.
It's the same system that the restaurants play with, is that allocation. So the guys like Fry's who buy cases and truckloads of whatever, you know, should get their name a little higher on the list, unfortunately, than the smaller guy. And, you know, if they're doing something like that, you know, buy your bottle of this and be in a lottery to do, you know, get one of these crazy bottles, you know, I've seen less of it. Like some of the bottles, I mean, they're not that expensive. They're nearly $80, $120, but on the secondary market, they're $400, $500, $600, $800. One of the ones of our Wellers is a single barrel Weller, and on the secondary market, it's almost $2,000.
Insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, high quality, super high quality whiskeys paired properly with a 5-course meal.
There you go.
I love it. Dantesfireaz.com. And you can sign up on Eventbrite and prepay for your ticket. So,
and I only cursed once.
That's not bad. Your super terrific weekend starts Saturday with our amazing fundraiser for Honor Flight. That's going to be up at the Westward Look Resort, 5 p.m. start. You have until 4:47 today to get your RSVP, and then do Sunday night at Ken's place and do the super terrific whiskey dinner.
There you go.
I love it. Well, thanks for coming in today, and keep
you
up
bet.
The good work.
And Iron Chef's at the end of the month.
You are correct. What is one item right now on the regular Dante's menu you're excited about? Give me...
Oh, we just flipped new menus. We do a crispy chicken sandwich, like a Nashville hot, but done with more Tucson chilies, like ancho chilies and stuff like that. It's delicious.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And also, thank you for your donation to the Wing Ding on Saturday night.
You bet, man.
I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, that's Ken Foy, DantesFireAZ.com to get your tickets. 6 p.m. on Sunday, whiskey dinner. Make it happen.